Hey everyone, it's Jordan from the Borderline Dad Podcast. Not only am I a huge mental health advocate, I'm also a ridiculously massive nerd. You're listening to one of my new favorite podcasts, Nerd with a Phone Podcast. Movies, TV, gaming, he covers it all. I hope you enjoy this episode and get ready to get nerdified.
Hey guys, welcome to Nerd with a Phone Podcast, where it is always time to get nerdified. We are talking about the new Super Mario Brothers movie. We're going to get into that and a bunch of stuff next. Stay tuned. Hi guys, thank you for tuning in today. Thank you so very much. It's awesome that I have an audience at all, and I always want to make sure to thank you for tuning in, because there's a billion podcasts out there and you don't have to listen, and I appreciate very much that you do. Now then, that's out of the way, we're going to talk about Super Mario Brothers, the movie, the new one, the CG, Chris Pratt-led, Jack Black-led movie. I'm telling you, it's a really fun time, all right? It's a fun time. And here's the spoiler-free review from your nerd, okay? It is a fun time. It is a love letter to all things Nintendo. And that means that if you truly are a Nintendo fanboy, everything about this movie should speak to you in some way. If you're just a casual, it should be a very entertaining, fun time for you as well. That said, we are going to get into some spoilers and some critique. That's coming up. Stay tuned. Okay, and for full disclosure and context here, the way this review came about for me, it just happened to be that it was payday, and the way things go, I still have to go pick up a paper check and cash it. So, as I had time before work, I decided to go ahead and watch this movie today, and I'm super glad that I did, because now I get to talk about it with you. All right. And the first thing to say, obviously, you need to know, it is very family-friendly. It is a family-friendly film, as you would expect from a Super Mario Brothers movie. There are a couple points in there that might be a little tough on the more sensitive types, but as I was the one lone adult in the theater that didn't have kids or somebody younger with me, it was pretty obvious that this was pretty family friendly in that, I mean, I could hear a couple of kids explaining to the parents about certain things happening on the screen, like, oh, mom, that's a shark in a certain scene. People who have seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, that kind of thing, just very loud in the middle of the movie. Some people around me seem to be mad by that, but frankly, I needed the context because I haven't played every single Mario game ever. I've got quite a few under my belt, but I have not played them all. And for further context, the last Mario game that I played and actually completely enjoyed was Super Mario Sunshine, which is very derisive among the fan base, so, yeah. Some would argue it's not even a Mario game. And, yeah, that's the thing, right? You're never going to know until you watch the movie. It's a good movie. I can't stress this enough. How surprising it is that it's good. Hey guys, and I'm telling you, it is a good movie, but I'm going to caveat this a little bit and say that if you're going into this expecting a Pixar deep dive into characters with, you know, some deep backgrounds and everything like that, like, you know, who are the Mario Brothers? Big spoiler here, you do eventually, it's a spoiler, tune out if you don't want to hear it, you do eventually get to meet the Mario family, somewhat, but there's no names. There's no names other than Mama, Papa, you know. It's one of those. I can't wait for the Film Theorist channel on YouTube to break this down for me. I gotta see what lore he digs up. Anyway, what I'm saying is, like, man, it's a good movie. Just don't expect The Godfather or something deep, right? It's popcorn, peanuts, and soda. That type of thing, all right? And, you know, obviously, if you have kids, they should enjoy it if they enjoy Mario. And even if they don't enjoy Mario, it's, you know, they're not going to be any worse off for watching it. I say that. But I can't review this without addressing a certain controversy, if you want to call it that, going on online right now about this movie. And it all came about thanks to Luigi from the original Super Mario film, John Leguizamo, and, you know, his dismay at the lack of Latino representation in the leads of the film. And I can understand where he is coming from in that respect. I mean, for years, this movie, the original Super Mario Brothers movie, the only people that it seemed to be viewed by in a positive light was the Latino community, you know, like the fact that you could find it anywhere and everything like that would be solely on the Latino community. I feel they embraced it in a way that the rest of us didn't, and that's a weird way to, you know, it's an awkward thing for a white male to say, but it's true. Like, they just have a different appreciation of that film than the rest of us do, and that's not really a judgment call, that's just a fact you can seek out for yourself.